It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
So Tom Hanks told Vanity Fair about his first kiss, and it's pretty cute.
The first real kiss in which we were both invested of it? Where was it? That was in somebody's special's kitchen about 3 o'clock in the morning in Oakland, California.
Look at that. A little shout out. Imagine being that girl and hearing that. That's Woo! So cool. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg broke his silence, admitting mistakes, and said that the social media network will take steps to protect user data in light of a privacy scandal involving a Trump-connected data mining firm. By the way, data mining firms also existed in both the 2008 and 2012 elections. He says that Facebook does have a responsibility to protect its users' data, and if it fails, quote, we don't deserve to serve you. Panic at the Disco singer Brendan Urie sung the DuckTales theme song last night on Jimmy Fallon. DuckTales, ooh. Every day they're out there making DuckTales, ooh. DuckTales and all that and good DuckTales, ooh. I thought that was the coolest
ever. That sounds awesome.
If he could just have every star sing a different like cartoon theme song, I would be in heaven, obviously. A boy named Aaron Allenbat had big plans to celebrate his 12th birthday with 8 of his classmates in a festive Stranger Things theme party on Sunday. They decorated his mom. It must be like the coolest decorator for birthdays ever because she made this thing look legit. They had strings of Christmas lights all over the place. They had this like big thing of punch and it was called Demogorgon Blood. A cake that looked phenomenal. Tons of food that looked like it was catered from somewhere. I mean, this looked fancy, legit. One of the nicest birthday parties I've ever seen for a kid. And that's what's so sad about it is none of his friends came. And so
None. Oh,
and
man.
This makes me want to just cry. I hate stories about people not coming to birthday parties. It's so sad. And so anyway, he's got like an older sibling and they posted about it on Twitter with pictures of the whole party, which I've seen, and they're amazing. I think I retweeted it actually. I can try to go back and tweet that on Joe and Alex Show at Joe and Alex Show if you want to see the pictures. But anyway, so when his sibling tweeted out about this and nobody coming, well, the stars from Stranger Things reached out.
Millie Bobby Brown herself caught wind of the birthday fail, saying, quote, what? Well, you can let them all know that everyone on behalf of Stranger Things would have come. I think you're awesome, and next year I would like an invite, please. Now, if that wasn't enough, Gaten Matarazzo jumped in to say he would come too and, quote, bring the chocolate pudding.
I thought that was really
That's
sweet.
Great.
Yeah, so I hope that they really do keep their word on that and go.
I bet they will.
Cara Delevingne and Paris Jackson may be dating, and her grandparents are not fans. And I'm talking about Paris's grandparents. So Joe and Catherine Jackson, Michael Jackson's parents, are not cool with this. Apparently, they're against the relationship because they believe in traditional, like, a man and a woman, and so they've got, like, a big issue with it. I'm retweeting this birthday tweet, by the way, right now, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter, so you can see the Stranger
cool.
Things pictures. And we also have to talk about Melania Trump. So the First Lady addressed skeptics of her anti-bullying campaign. That's been kind of her thing that she's been spotlighting as First Lady. Like Michelle Obama had, you know, eating healthy. And then Melania has an anti-bullying campaign on the internet. And she kind of talked about how people are skeptical of that since her husband is known for name-calling and intimidation himself on Twitter.
I'm well aware that people are skeptical of me discussing this topic. I have been criticized for many commitment to tackling this issue. And I know that will continue. But it will not stop me from doing what I know is right. I'm here with one goal, helping children and our next generation.
Owen Wilson set off an alarm that evacuated an entire hotel in South Beach, Florida, and kind of like let the other people that were staying there take the heat. So Owen appeared after midnight with a woman at this hotel. The pair were allegedly sharing a smoke by the bathroom inside the building. Lights began flashing. The alarm goes off. A source says Owen set off the smoke alarm in the hotel by smoking there near the bathroom. The entire hotel was evacuated. Video footage of the incident actually shows his date. She starts just dancing when the alarm goes off. And then
they must have been messed up or something.
Yeah. And then they casually slip out into the night as Wilson ditched his drink on a patio. The woman puffs away on her cigarette. And then, like, the other other guests are seen shuffling downstairs in their pajamas as he just acts like, oh, nothing ever happened, even though he's the one that set it off. So kind of a jerk move, I would say. And then research from Northwestern University found that the controversial 13 Reasons Why series on Netflix, which a lot of people had a problem with, thought it was too graphic and serious, actually did get teenagers talking about topics like mental health, assault, and bullying. So the survey results came from 5,000 different viewers of varying age groups, teens, young adults, and even parents. And the report said that 70% of teens surveyed actually did talk to their parents about the issues addressed in the series, and more than half went back, apologized to a peer if they had bullied them before, which is awesome. So the majority of teenagers surveyed agreed that 13 Reasons Why also was a very accurate depiction of high school today, and that kids their age talk and act like those portrayed in the show. And I graduated in 2011, so it's been a little bit now, but not, it's been under 10 years still. So I would agree that this is exactly like high school. That is The Garbage.
Thank you, Alex. You can check out The Garbage at RadioNowIndy.com. Click on the Joe and Alex Show. Also on our Instagram, go there and we'll put it up on our story, Joe and Alex Show.